We're going to turn now to Brian Lehrer. He is host of WNYC's award-winning Brian Lehrer Show, and he's been asking his listeners to call in and share their opinions on this issue over the past few weeks. And happily, he is here in the studio with us this morning. So happy to have you here.
Good morning, Catherine.
Now, Governor Patterson has said that he can turn this controversy into a magic moment. Did you hear any magic in that conversation there?
Well, I'm really ambivalent about what the governor is doing. On the one hand, I think it's an affront to this apparently peace-loving imam. It's Patterson putting psychotherapy above the Constitution.
How so?
Well, he wants people to feel good, and yet maybe feel good at the expense of the constitutional right to locate a religious institution on private property if you obtain that property. But on the other hand, a compromise to move the center just a short ways away could be like the beer summit of Lower Manhattan and leave a lot of people understanding each other a little better if it's handled well.
A beer summit, that's kind of a faux pas when you think about it.
I guess
it.
So.
It wouldn't actually be beer.
No beer involved in this one.
No beer involved.
Okay, especially during Ramadan, I'd like to point out.
Metaphorical beer summit.
Yeah. John, can you give us sort of a clear summation of what you're hearing from people on the show? Because, you know, surveys are saying that New Yorkers are actually trending against the building of this community center and mosque.
Right. And 9/11 families are being too easily portrayed as opponents. I haven't seen a poll of 9/11 families, but I certainly have no problem getting calls on my show from people with connections to 9/11 on both sides. And some see it as a threat and an insult. Some see it as a kind of attempt at post-9/11 unity and promotion of anti-terrorism Islam that honors the victims' memory.
In fact, we have this tape from your show from Colleen Kelly, who is the co-founder of the September 11th Peaceful Tomorrows. She has an interesting perspective. Let's hear that.
I believe that the mosque is representing a much, much more moderate voice of Islam. I know Imam Faisal personally. I know his wife, Daisy Khan. They very courageously reached out to 9/11 families in 2002. To me, the mosque represents the voice of Islam that we all need to hear.
Colleen Kelly. Well, let's talk about the imam. Let's talk about where he comes from and who he actually is.
Or we can even talk about where he is this very week. He's been sent by the U.S. State Department on a tour of the Middle East to talk about the faith of Islam and how it's possible to be a moderate.
He has actually gone out to Muslim countries to do the same thing for the Bush administration as kind of a goodwill ambassador. A New York Times op-ed on him this week called his theology kind of the Deepak Chopra of Islam, because his Sufi brand of the religion is kind of mystical, one-worldy, new-agey, and so clearly denounces all violence. Frankly, he seems like the kind of Muslim Osama bin Laden would probably want to kill.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because you hear on the cable news channels that this would be some sort of terrorist command post or something like that. It sounds like that's as far away from the truth as possible.
Well, based on his history, it certainly is. I mean, one important thing is that they're not coming from outside somewhere to sort of colonize ground zero. Imam Faisal's congregation is already there. And let me say that again. They already have a mosque in that building. They are being asked to leave their current home by the opponents because they're asking to grow. Imam Faisal has had a mosque at another location in that same neighborhood since the 1980s. So I'm not exactly sure who Sarah Palin is to come and kick them out.
All right. Brian Lehrer, thank you so much for coming in and joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure to see you here.